I'm sure she's a lovely girl, Mom, but I have a strict policy against blind dates. Yes, I know I'm not God's gift to women, but nevertheless.
He's on the phone.
Oh, come on. How do you know what she can suck through a garden hose? Doesn't matter. The policy stands. Okay, bye.
You know, while I applaud your blind date policy, I would encourage you to consider a garden hose exemption.
I'm sorry, but you remember the last time I let Mom fix me up?
Oh, yeah. The anima freak.
She was a colonic irrigation therapist.
Tomato, tomato. You still wound up with 5 gallons of coffee up your keister.
Not a pleasant memory.
Huh, I can't remember it without chuckling. These days they'll open a Starbucks anywhere.
Are you done?
No, wait, one more. You had the venti non-fat crappuccino.
Alan smiles.
With extra foam.
Alan raises his eyebrows.
Okay, I'm done.
So, what's wrong with the TV?
I don't know. I think the storm last night messed up the satellite dish. I'll call the guy on Monday.
That's your answer for everything. Call the guy.
Not for everything. Often I'll call the girl. Of course, there was the one time that the girl turned out to be the guy. Needless to say, I got a full cash refund.
Well, you don't have to call the guy this time. You just have to adjust the dish till the signal clears up.
Which is what the guy will do on Monday.
But Jake is coming tonight. You really want to listen to him complain about the TV all weekend?
I can deal with Jake. It's your whining that makes me want to hang myself.
Come on, help me get the ladder. I'll go up on the roof and we'll fix it in 5 minutes.
I have a ladder?
Charlie follows Alan outside.
How did I get a ladder? For the life of me, I can't remember buying a ladder.
Well, apparently, you did.
But why? And how did I get it home?
I really couldn't tell you.
Did I rent a truck? Who knows? I'm telling you, we got a real mystery on our hands.
Yeah, it's a puzzler. Now, I'm gonna go up and adjust the dish, and you go look at the TV and tell me when the picture improves.
All right. I still think we should call the guy.
Will you forget the guy? I'm the guy!
Charlie goes back indoors. He opens and closes his hand like a nagging mouth, then swipes at it.
Charlie?
Yeah?
There's a pair of panties up here.
Of course, the ladder.
Alan, mystery solved.
What?
Never mind, focus on the job at hand.
Are you watching the TV?
Yes.
How's it look now?
It's a little better.
How about now?
No, that's worse. Move it the other way.
What?
I said move it the other way. There, that's perfect.
What?
I said that's perfect.
Great. Coming down.
The ladder falls away from the wall, taking screaming Alan with it.
Did you say something?
2.5 Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Charlie and Alan enter the house. Alan wears a red neck brace, and both of his hands are bandaged. He takes stiff, uncertain steps into the room, where he makes a few robotic movements as he tries to adjust the neck brace.
Told you. Should have called the guy.
Alan tries to stick a bandaged finger up at Charlie.
Aw, you want to flip me the bird, but the poor little fella can't fly.
Alan turns away.
Just help me lie down.
There is a bright side here, you know.
Really? And what might the bright side be? Handicapped parking?
Alan waddles awkwardly to the couch, then sits back with a grimace of pain.
Pity sex?
Charlie sets a pill bottle down.
Oh, I can see there's going to be no talking to you about this.
Do me a favor and call Judith and tell her not to bring Jake over.
How come?
Look at me, Charlie. I have abrasions, contusions, a severely sprained neck, 2 fractured fingers, and I'm hopped up on pain pills. Does that spell weekend dad to you?
No, actually, to me, it spells weekend in Bangkok with 2 Olympic gymnasts.
Alan furrows his brow.
But that's a whole other story.
He sits down.
Look, I got no plans for the weekend. I could take care of Jake.
Bangkok?
It was the 80s. Simpler time. The dollar was strong. Come on, I was kind of looking forward to hanging out with the little knucklehead. Let him come over.
But I'm not going to be able to help you. What are you going to do all weekend?
I don't know. Hey, maybe I'll get a chute. We could play chutes and ladders.
Alan stares back at him blankly.
You see, that's why I want Jake here. He has a sense of humor.
Oh, All right, if you think you can handle it.
Don't worry, I got everything covered.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything I can do for you now?
Well, I gotta pee.
Yeah, so?
So, I can't undo my pants or anything.
Where are we headed with this, Alan?
You said you'd help me.
I was thinking more like I could make you a sandwich.
Charlie!
Hey, I am not reaching into your pants.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Go stand in the surf.
Come on, grow up.
Where are you going?
To the bathroom. Now come on and unzip me.
Just like that, right to it. No dinner, no movie.
Charlie!
Hold on.
Charlie runs out of the French windows onto the patio and returns with a set of barbecue tongs.
Coming!
Alan lies on the couch under a blanket, staring into space, his neck rigid. His nose begins to twitch. The sneeze jolts Alan's head forward. He winces. His mouth hangs open and his brow creases.
Holy God! Charlie! Can you get the door? Charlie? Hang on. Charlie!
He raises a hand to his throat.
Oh, God. I think I just punctured a lung.
Don't worry, Alan. I've got everything covered.
Alan struggles up off the couch and heads in the direction of the door. He wobbles with pain as he steps onto the raised floor by the entrance. He hobbles to the door and reaches out to open it. He stops in bafflement, unable to close his bandaged hand. He paws at the doorknob. Judith opens the door from the other side, knocking him flying.
You need to start your report this weekend.
Why? It's not due till next Wednesday. I have plenty of time.
That's what you said last time.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I think you're getting senile.
Watch your mouth, young man.
I can't watch it. It's under my nose.
Alan rises to his feet behind Judith.
Hello.
What happened to you?
Well, most recently, I was hit in the head by a door. But before that, I was fixing the satellite dish on the roof, and I kind of fell.
Why didn't you just call the guy?
But for God's sake, Alan, how do you intend to look after him this weekend?
I'm in excruciating pain. But I appreciate your concern.
Oh. Well, you could have picked up a phone and given me a heads up.
Pick up the phone? Judith, I needed barbecue tongs to take a leak.
Can you look after Jake or not?
Well, Charlie said he'd look after him.
Oh, like hell he will. There is no way I'm going to let your degenerate brother be responsible for my son.
Oh, sure. Don't ask me what I want. Just boss me around like you're my boss or something.
Judith glares at Jake.
Charlie will be fine. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Alan sticks his fingers up at her.
Hey, can we go out to dinner tonight?
Do I look like I'm in any kind of shape to go to dinner?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
The answer is no.
Okay. Then can we go to the video store and rent the new Final Fantasy?
Jake, I hurt myself. I'm in a lot of pain.
So? When I took a soccer ball to the Nads, I was in a lot of pain and all my coach said was, walk it off.
Well, you can't just walk this off.
Not that attitude.
Charlie comes down the stairs.
Hey, there he is. How's it going, buddy?
My life stinks.
Cheer up, you're still a kid. It's gonna get much worse.
Where have you been?
Taking a nap.
Why?
I find it refreshes me.
You said you were gonna take care of everything.
Yeah, so?
So while you were sleeping, I had to answer the door.
Do you realize how petty you sound right now? Relax, lie down, I got it covered.
No, you don't. Nothing is covered, it's all coverless.
Charlie points at Alan.
Now there's a life that stinks. So what's on the agenda? What do you want to do?
I want to go out to dinner.
Yeah, well, I want my own talk show. You'll eat what we've got.
Why can't we go out?
Alan, I can't deal with this. Talk to your son.
That's it? You're done covering?
I didn't know he was going to be impossible.
Hey, don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Keep yapping and you won't be.
Charlie, just take him to dinner.
Why should I?
Because he's not going to shut up till he gets what he wants.
That's true. I'll drive you crazy.
do your worst.
If we go out to dinner, there's nothing to clean up.
We're not going out to dinner.
Do you usually want to go out to dinner?
Not tonight.
You're not punishing me. You're just punishing yourself.
Back off, bobblehead.
Jake follows Charlie out onto the patio.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
We're not going.
Why not?
This conversation's over.
Not if I keep talking.
Charlie drives the car down a nighttime street.
So where do you want to eat?
Cluckies.
What's Cluckies?
Zesty fire-roasted chicken with Grandma Clucky's secret herbs and spices.
All right. Where is it?
There's several convenient locations.
Like where?
I don't know. I just sit in the car.
Well, I've never seen a Clucky's around here. How about a pizza?
No.
Burgers?
No.
Sushi?
Yeah.
Italian?
No.
Chinese?
No.
Clucky's?
No.
You're not even listening!
I mean, yes. Clucky's.
Well, forget it. I'm not driving all over this city hoping to stumble across a Clucky's.
This isn't the Clucky's my mom takes me to.
No kidding.
Where are we anyway?
It's called Watts.
The takeaway is full of black and Latino guys. Charlie smiles back at a burly man carrying a tray of food. The man pauses to look him up and down, then sits down at a table. Charlie squirms.
Hurry up and finish your chicken.
I like the Cajun Cluckies better.
Good for you.
Can I go back and get some Cajun Cluckies?
No, eat what you got.
But I like the Cajun Cluckies better.
Then why did you order the regular Cluckies?
Because I forgot I like the Cajun Cluckies.
Oh, just eat the freaking chicken.
Fine. Why do you say freaking? I know what you mean. I'm not a little kid anymore.
Eat. Don't talk. Eat!
The restaurant goes quiet. All eyes are suddenly on Charlie. The burly man glares at Charlie, as do the other rough-looking men. Charlie meets the gaze of an African-American guy.
What's up?
Gotta pee.
Alan struggles upright on the couch.
Charlie! Get the tongs! Charlie!
He fumbles with his jeans. He stands up and manages to unzip the fly. Halfway across the room, his jeans fall down.
Alan, I got somebody who wants to meet you!
Evelyn enters with a blonde in her early 30s. They gawp at bandaged Alan, who fidgets, his jeans around his ankles, his neck in a brace.
Not a good time, Mom.
Yes, I can see that. Are you all right?
No, not really.
Oh, my poor baby.
Alan sways, covering his groin.
Well, anyway, Mona, Alan, Alan and Mona.
Hi, Mona.
Alan shifts his weight between each leg.
Hello. What happened to you?
I was fixing a satellite dish and I fell off the roof.
Well, why didn't you just call the guy?
He looks back angrily.
You want to know why I didn't call the guy? I'll tell you why I didn't call the guy. Because you don't need to call the guy! It's a simple adjustment that any idiot can do, and yes, I know this idiot fell off the roof, but it was after I fixed it all by myself. No guy!
Okay, the ice has been broken. I'll just give you Mona's number and you can call her sometime when it's more convenient. Come along, dear.
Mona leaves.
Do you just stay awake nights trying to think of new ways to embarrass me?
Oh. Still gotta pee. Oh, God! Ah!
Alan falls flat on his face.
Oh, what the hell?
He smiles. In the car, Jake eats chicken from a bucket.
Cajun Cluckies is way better.
I'll notify Zagat's.
Hey, before we stop at the video store, can we get some ice cream?
Who said we're stopping at the video store?
I want to rent the new Final Fantasy.
Yeah, well, I want my $80,000 Mercedes not to smell like chicken. But life is full of little disappointments.
Okay, forget the ice cream. We'll just stop at the video store.
Jake, I'm tired. I've got a headache. I just paid $100 to get my car back from the chicken valet. And I want to go home.
Please?
I'm sorry, what part of no did you not understand? The n or the oo?
How about if we just stop in front of the store, I'll run in and get the video game, and you just wait in the car?
How about we stop by the video store and I just stuff you through the return slot?
I wouldn't fit.
Try me.
Oh, come on, it'll only take a minute.
Look, Jake, you might be able to bully your parents into doing whatever you want, but when I say no, that's it.
Okay. Then I guess I won't have a video game to play this weekend.
Exactly. You'll find something else to do.
Right. It'll just be you and me.
Charlie purses his lips. In the video store.
Roll out of Final Fantasy.
So get something else.
But I want Final Fantasy.
Are you telling me that out of this entire store, thousands of movies and video games, there's nothing here that interests you?
You're not gonna like the answer.
I'm having chest pains. You're giving me chest pains.
I bet they have Final Fantasy at another store.
You want a Final Fantasy? Close your eyes and imagine yourself flying across a freaking video store, because that's what's about to happen.
Again, with the freaking...
Excuse me, but did I hear you say you were looking for Final Fantasy? I was about to return one. He can have it.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, he's really something, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's something. Question is, what?
I have a boy his age. Single mom.
Single uncle.
Betsy.
Charlie.
Jake.
Nobody asked you.
Charlie shakes Betsy's hand.
So, Betsy, maybe we can get the boys together for a little play date sometime.
I don't want a play date with some stupid kid just so you can have sex with her.
Didn't he something?
Yeah, well, it was nice meeting you.
Betsy leaves.
Bye-bye.
Charlie turns and glowers at Jake.
What?
Are you happy?
Jake looks at the video game and shrugs.
Pretty much, you.
At the house, Alan wanders back into the living room wearing a dressing gown. He stumbles on a step.
Oi!
His jaw hangs open. He moves clumsily through the room, a stiff arm outstretched for balance. He sits down and freezes, spying the bottle of pills on the coffee table. He leans forward and picks up the bottle between his bandaged hands. He hunches over to read the label.
Controlled substance. Do not exceed one pill every 6 hours. Yeah, right.
He tries in vain to open the bottle against his chest.
What fresh child-proof hell is this? Come on, you...
He wrestles with the bottle and bites off the lid, sending a shower of pills all over the floor.
Yes!
He gets up, but immediately slips on the pills.
Ow!
What are we doing?
I'm taking you back to your mother.
Why?
Why? I'll tell you why. Because you're no fun anymore. Because the whole isn't he cute thing is over. And I'll tell you something else. If this is a prelude to what you're going to be like as a teenager, then we got a serious problem.
Whatever.
You see, right there. That attitude does not fly with me.
Whatever.
Charlie clutches his chest and closes his eyes. He gasps and sways, then straightens up.
God, I hope that's the chicken.
Charlie rings the doorbell.
She's not home. Ha-ha.
Charlie spins round.
Do not... Ha-ha me. Never ha-ha me. Judith, come get your kid. Don't hide behind the couch. I can see you, Judith.
Uh-huh.
Charlie turns slowly to face Jake, his anger replaced by grim resolve.
Uh-oh.
Charlie chases Jake. A shadow emerges at the window and Judith peers round from behind the curtain. Back at the house, Jake plays video games.
Hey. How about some ice cream?
Sure.
Listen, I'm sorry I lost my temper.
Sorry you slipped in dog crap chasing me.
Thank you. Now, you know that I love you, but we gotta be clear on a couple of things. I get that you're growing up, that your body's changing, that your emotions are in flux, but the important thing you need to keep in mind is that I don't care.
Thumbing the controller, Jake stares at the TV.
When you're in my house, when you're out with me, and especially when we're around women, you will be adorable. Got it?
Shh, I'm trying to concentrate.
Don't shush me. Never shush me.
Whatever.
Charlie clutches his chest again. His shoulders tense up and he squirms in his seat. He gasps for air.
Please be the chicken.
Charlie gets up from the couch and pours himself a stiff drink. Alan enters.
Pour me one of those, will ya?
He knocks back a tablet.
You know, mixing those pills with alcohol is a really bad idea.
Not if you're trying to die.
Alan takes the glass of whiskey from Charlie's hand and leaves. Charlie looks over at Jake, then follows Alan.
Hey, how many of those pills you got left?
ITFC audio description by Sam Clark.
Men, 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 manly men.